Welcome back to Epilogues, an unpacking of the weekly Haftarah. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This week we're going to be looking at the Haftarah of Parshas Ha'azinu, which also serves the Haftarah of the seventh day of Pesach. The reason it serves as both of those Haftarahs is because this Haftarah is a song, and therefore it is attached to the times in the Torah where we read a song. That includes the seventh day of Pesach, where we read the song of Oz Yashir as the Kriyas HaTorah then, and when we read Ha'azinu, which is a song as well in Tanakh. In fact, famously, Tanakh has 10 songs. And so we're now putting this Haftarah, which is the 22nd Perek in Sefer Shmuel Beis, which is essentially the song at the end of David HaMelech's life, which we attach to these two songs which we read in the Torah itself. This song is structured much like Oz Yashir. It is spread out like Ariach al Gabei Levena, which is sort of like a brick structure, as opposed to the Song of Ha'azinu, which is two columns itself, so a different syntax itself. But we hear the song very famously, which starts off with the words "Vaydaber David laHashem es divrei hashira hazois b'yom hitzilos Hashem osai mikaf kolayvav mikaf Shaul." This is the song that David HaMelech said upon the day that he was saved from all his enemies and from the hand of Shaul. Why is he saying it now, the end of his life, if this is about the times of Shaul? So Rashi says, at this point in time, he's getting to a state of infirmity. He's feeling that his days are limited, and that's when he takes the moment to express himself and to say this Shira as well. Whereas the Mitzvot David points out that it could have been that there was an experience of immediate salvation that he is relating to right now. So it could have been there was a battle that was fought or some sort of threat that was there in his life which he needed to address, and that was being addressed in the song as well. So what does the song actually include? So in the first few psukim, we hear about how David HaMelech describes this dramatic salvation. Hashem tzali u'mitzrasi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my fortress, and mafaltili, my place that I can escape to. Elokai tzuri echese boy magini, v'keren yishi, Hashem is my salvation. Hashem is the rock that I can hide by. U'miskabi u'minosi, moshii mechamos toshieni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me from all these untoward circumstances. Very, very powerful, describing how there's all these ambushes lying in wait for him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who fully and totally saves him from all these things. Then he goes on in the next few psukim, really ches to onwards to Tesayin, where he describes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty's power in this world, as he describes how he controls the foundations of the earth. He can crush them, he can move them. There's fire through his mouth and coals, and in the end HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down from heaven, and we hear about smoke, and he rides upon a kruv, on his angel. It's a very, very powerful description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power in this world. And then he applies it to himself, with this power as it relates to David in Pesukim Yud Zayin to Yud Tes, where he says, "Yishlach b'marom yikocheni, yamsheni mimayim rabim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, using all this power, will save me from this multitude of water. Yatzileni me'oivi oz, from my very powerful enemies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save me. Misonai kiyamtsu mimeni, from my enemies, because they are more powerful than me. And he describes how, using all that power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save David from incredible odds that are against him as well. We now hear about how David HaMelech describes how he is involved in this as well. So he describes that Hashem gives him the benefit according to the level of that David HaMelech himself has invested. So that because David says, "I kept the ways of God, because I did not act in an evil way, because I did not leave His law, and I was tamim loy, I was pure to Him." That's why Vayoshev Hashem li katzid kosi kvori leneged enov, and that's why Hashem pays me back because of the actions that I have dedicated to Him as well. He goes on to, in a very short section in Chavav to Lamed, describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how it's important that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with in a midah keneged midah fashion, im chasid tischasod, im gibor tamim nititamam, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the people who do right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does right by as well. And then finally, in the last section of the Torah from Lamed Aleph to Nun Aleph, the last 21 psukim, where he describes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always pure in His way. Imras Hashem Tzarufa, the words of Hashem are Tzaruf, are smelted, they're pure. Ki emi keil bi balade Hashem, there's no power in this world outside of God. that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my source of strength. He allows me to run. He allows me to stick to fight. He teaches me the way of war. He allows me to hold the bow and the quiver, and is my protector, and is my advances my cause. Very beautiful description how David HaMelech feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is holding his hand in battle through this as well. And therefore he says in the end, I will call out and I'll praise your name among the nations. And he's going to sing the song in the name of David and his descendants for all generations. What's worthwhile noting over here, and is pointed out in the Oz Melech, which is Rav Yigal Ariel, on his commentary on Sefer Shmuel, is that in fact there are two extremely different tones in the song. You'll notice the song can really be divided into two sections, and the turning point, the inflection point, is at Pasuk Chaf Aleph, roughly towards the center of these 51 psukim. Why is that? Because if you listen to the beginning of it, it describes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles, the almighty miracles, are really in the absence of David HaMelech's actions. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subverts all forces of nature, and against all odds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore saves David HaMelech. That's what's being described in the first section. But yet, in the second section, we hear a different type of narrative, where David HaMelech describes how he goes to battle, how he does mitzvahs, how he does not leave the ritual that he's supposed to be adhering to, which allows him to be an excellent warrior, and he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand helping him in battle. Which is strange. So which is it? Which side of things is it? Is David HaMelech totally, completely led by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu is David HaMelech playing a role in this salvation altogether? And what it sounds like over here is that there is if you actually analyze this, the terms that he uses, the miraculous terms in the first section about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's full power in supporting him, don't seem to be, the miraculous support that he experiences, don't seem to be reflecting the reality in David HaMelech's life. Meaning, if you read through Sefer Shmuel, you will see that David HaMelech fights many, many battles, but he fights all his battles naturally, not supernaturally. Meaning, David HaMelech's life relates to the second half of the song more coherently than the first half. The first half sound more of the earlier biblical proportion of miracles, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Matan Torah. Those are the types of things it sounds like David HaMelech is describing in the first half, which don't seem to actually be rooted in the reality of David HaMelech's life. So what it sounds like David HaMelech is doing is the following. He is connecting himself, he is anchoring himself to the miracles of the Torah, to the miracles of Exodus, the miracles that the nation of Israel talks about. But he says, as they transpose themselves, into the very complex life that I lead, in which I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equally as involved, yet he does it in a way that's natural. He does it through my hands, with my sword, through my bow. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. So David HaMelech understands that the first type of miracle, which was the way that the Torah operates in the times of Nisim, is now being transcribed in a certain sense into the very natural life that he leads. And that's the song that David HaMelech is actually putting together over here. It's very powerful because actually, in fact, the Midrash in Eicha Rabbah tells us in Psichta Lamed that Zavdi ben Levi describes that there were four kings in Israel, and they all each had their own different way of doing things. David, Asa, Yehoshaphat, and Chizkiyahu. David says, Erdoif Ayavai Va'asi Game, I will chase my enemies and I will be able to reach them. That's David HaMelech, very active, very involved. Asa, on the other hand, when this is a few generations down already, Asa describes that he wasn't as involved, and he says, Eilani b'koach la'arog bohem, and I'm not so able to kill them myself. So he says, Ani rodefo sam va'ato'osa, I'm going to pursue my enemies, and you're going to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to trust you to take care of them. So he was less involved. Then it describes the time of Yehoshaphat, and Yehoshaphat says, oh no, Omar, ani ein bikoach lo la'arog v'lo lirdof. I can't even kill or pursue. I'm going to sing Shira, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do the rest. And then it goes down to Chizkiyahu HaMelech, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu famously says, אני אין בי כוח לא להרוג, לא לרדוף, לא לומר שירה, אלא אני יושן על מיטה סביבתו, עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא, I need you to do everything. So it seems to be, as the generations go on, there seems to be more of a relinquishing of the power of actual involvement in battle. Well, now, whatever this means, this is a matter of incredible discussion as to what this midrash means. But it sounds like in order to be able to really welcome HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your hishtadlus, into your actions, you need to be significantly advanced in your emunah system, like David HaMelech was. And if you are, then you can actually understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is operating through your hands. You understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the miracles within the natural. But it's very dangerous to that, because the more involved you get, the more likely you to think that it's actually me. That's what seems to be happening over here. And just to give a sense of the appreciation of the song, it's worthwhile knowing that this whole episode over here is essentially, the song of David HaMelech is again expressed in Tehillim Perek, Capital Yud Ches, the 18th psalm in Tehillim, where it's almost word for word the same song as well. So it's repeated there in Ksuvim, and with a number of differences, and the Mefarshim goes through all the differences. The most famous difference that most people know between this is Magdil versus Migdol. If you notice in the benching, we say Magdil Yeshua Svalko Isachesed Yeshua David Lazar Adlam, which is the last pasuk in the song in the version of Tehillim. But in our version in Shmuel Beis, it is Migdol Yeshua's Malka. Whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu greatens his Yeshua's Magdil, or whether his Migdol is like a tower, a protective tower. And the question is there significance in these changes? There is a lot that's discussed over here. The Babadil goes through the philosophy of what one song means versus the other, how Sefer Tehillim takes an experience in David HaMelech's life and immortalizes it for all times, which is what Tehillim is essentially doing. But be it as it may, it's worthwhile noticing that some would argue that the reason why it turned out that we said on Shabbos and Yom Tov is it actually used to say in the benching that when you had this, it says Migdol, it said Magdil Yeshua Smalko, then in the brackets it said Beshin Beis, which meant Beshmul Beis Omer Migdol. But it turns out that the practice became to say on Shabbos, perhaps maybe even reflecting on a misunderstanding of the word Shin Beis, referring to Shmuel Beis, but not about Shabbos. There's probably more significance to it than that, the ability to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the perspective of the stronghold of this tower. But be it as it may, this is an interesting observation, which is from the variant texts of the song as David HaMelech immortalizes it into Tehillim as well. With this, we conclude. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.